Hi, my name is Stanley Agbadiko, and this is Jammy Random Thoughts. On Jammy Random Thoughts, we're going to be talking about the coronavirus and how it affected everyone around us and is still affecting people. When this episode was recorded, March 25th, 2020, the next day will be a total lockdown in Lagos. Now, I guess this is my day one of
lockdown.
Lockdown. Right, yes. And that voice you just heard is Jumoke's voice. She's going to be one of our hosts, and she has picked a very unique show, but we'll get back on that. Let's start by saying this. How has it affected you personally?
Oh boy, I would say that I've spent a lot on panic buying.
Yeah, and you know, talking about panic buying, I had to go get fuel today, and there wasn't so much queue, but there was so much queue close to the bank. Like, the bank was close to the filling station, and people, this is no joke, people were already fighting.
Whoa. They want to get their money out.
Yeah. People were fighting, and I was like, wait, I thought there was supposed to be a social distancing. What's going on with the lines?
But that's the thing, a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people are not really sensitized about COVID-19, also known as coronavirus. And
Corona.
And they don't really know what's going on. Even kids.
Yeah, but you see, I think where we actually get it wrong is we Nigerians tend to play a lot. It never gets serious till it's serious, right?
It is serious now.
Yeah.
In the wise words of Cardi B, it's getting real.
Yeah, it is getting real. And, you know, the normal things that we were supposed to be doing with ease, not thinking so much about it. I have a friend who every time, I used to work at this human resource company at one point in time, and every time she comes into work, no kidding, she will go into the toilet, wash her hands, come in, and she hated people touching her hand. Now I'm looking at her like, I'm like, oh my gosh, she prepared for Corona. Right?
But that should be
the standard.
Norm.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. That should be the standard.
That should be the norm.
And you know, I have sinuses. I always have sinuses. So every time I sniff or like, everybody's like, oh, okay. What's going on?
Give you that look.
But the thing is, the simple thing is, for you to have symptoms, your throat has to be dry. It started off like a sore throat.
Yes.
According to some people, it feels like you have malaria first, right? Then you have sore throats, then dried cough. It's very important that everybody understands
what a dry cough is.
Yes. You know, the kind of cough that you cough out and it feels like your throat is about to,
burst out.
Exactly. And when you sneeze, you're sneezing, you don't have what would I call it? Would I say mucor or
mucor, phlegm.
Yeah, that's the right word I was going to look for. Phlegms. And that's when you know,
okay, this is not a flu, this is not a cold,
that something is up.
This could be something. And then of course the major symptom is when you feel a bit of pain at your chest area.
Yes, there's that too. The one thing I think will be so impossible to achieve is not touching your face.
My guy. Absolutely. You know, the moment
I just touched my nose, actually,
the moment they tell you don't touch your face, you begin to feel an itch on your nose, right?
I read something on Twitter the other day, and it said now everybody's looking like, oh, I think I'm not breathing properly.
You know,
you start having symptoms of what you don't even know existed. And That's
like last week I had like a chest pain and I was like,
Corona.
Okay.
You felt Corona-ish?
Am I breathing well? And it was just a heartburn.
But you see, that's the problem. You know, everybody kind of just wants to the weird thing is it's affecting everyone, but weirdly enough, I've not heard so much case of the people who are the lower class people, or the lower class people, not middle class, say, right? The governors, I'm hearing governors are being tested positive. There is an alleged saying that is allegedly saying that president of Nigeria could, I didn't say has, could have
because his right hand,
you know. Well, I can't speak any further than that. But
yes, we can.
It is truly important that we start taking this seriously, and we should make sure that we're not just taking care of ourselves, because at the end of the day, it is not about me or you, it's about the next person.
Precisely.
Right? Being in a safe zone is just so you could protect yourself, your family, and the next person. This is the most simplest of thing ever. You know why? In the Bible, I don't have to go all churchy and stuff, but I just want to refer to this. In the Bible, it says, love your neighbor as yourself.
Yep.
As simple as that word is, right? Now we are practicing it by force. You see where I'm coming from? Uh-huh. We're practicing it by force because now we have to actually love ourselves and our neighbor, because, you know, everybody wants to be safe.
Yeah, true. And it's definitely something we need to do, because if we don't practice social distancing, and even a simple instruction of sitting your ass down at home, if you know you are a bit sick, it's so hard. It's so hard right now. People are not sitting out. The truth is, they're not taking it seriously.
Okay. I would say we're not taking it seriously, but I mean, we're here right now.
Yes, we're here.
And we are maintaining social distancing properly, you know, 5 feet, 6 feet away from each other.
Yes.
But I was on my way. I think I was at home. No, I went to get food or something. And on my way there, I saw this ladies dressed in their Owambe.
Okay.
Attire.
She's going for a party.
For their party. And I'm like, wait, hold up. I thought,
said no more parties.
Exactly. Now, knowing that the healthcare system in Nigeria is close to non-existence.
Bunkers.
What do you think would happen to, and this is not middle class, this is a low class.
Exactly.
Now, what do you think will happen to that person if he or she get contacted or is infected with the virus?
I don't want
to
imagine it.
Right, that becomes the wildfire. It spreads like wildfire and just goes all the way. It's funny, right? Mm-hmm. Because for viruses, in a weird way, I was part of the people who said, oh, heat. The virus can't survive in Nigeria. The heat here is crazy.
Yeah.
Have you noticed lately that it's pretty cold?
With that rain, right?
Yes. Like, after that period, it's been just really cold.
Really cool. Like, okay, you think it's hot, right? Okay, I'll cool the weather.
And I'm wondering, I'm like, okay, could this just be a sign?
It's saying that you all need to get this shit seriously. Like, take it seriously. Get it together. I am here.
I would really urge people not to panic buy. I saw something somewhere. She said, if your neighbor doesn't have food, give your neighbor food. Because if your neighbor goes out and gets infected, he brings it back to the house. So,
then you get infected.
Exactly.
But do you think Nigerian mentality setting, are we going to share?
No.
Uh-huh.
No. No, people are already looking at like, don't touch me.
Exactly. Just a knock on my door. I'm like, who there? Who are you? What do you want? You did not call me before coming. Sorry, I cannot attend to you. Better still, I'm not even going to answer the door.
But how do we address stress in this period?
I think it's best we, first of all, like you said, we need to stay calm. Yes, it is here. Yes, it does not have a vaccine or a cure, but it can be prevented. Just like you said, simple hygiene and not going out as often as you used to would help curb this. So if you're feeling stressed, first of all, stay calm and look for the things that on a norm would make you be calm. Would you love playing games or reading a book? Or even if it's music, for me, it's music.
Yeah, and it could be podcasts as well.
Exactly.
I mean, we have a ton of them, so you could
just tune
lock yourself out.
Listen to a whole bunch of it and really get entertained at the same time, be informed out there. So that would do, definitely.
Okay, so also, I also like kind of want to state this clearly, that people who use the mask are supposed to be the people who are infected. I'm glad that you have a mask on and, you know, right? It's until you're infected that you kind of use the mask.
Well, yeah, I get you, but, you know, there are people who just don't follow the protocol of when you need to cough or sneeze, take a dab.
Dab it,
okay. You know. So probably people are getting the max because of those, you know, people like that. And when you just wear your mask.
Cover up.
So that those droplets won't fall at the wrong places or get in touch with your nose or mouth. So I guess that's why people are getting the mask. Although they've advised us that we should leave the mask for medical practitioners. Because a whole lot of people are going to buy this mask.
Do you have time? Because if we're going to go into that area, we'll not finish.
So I guess, yeah, you should only wear the mask if you have a cough or you need to sneeze or you feel you have a cold or sinus like my friend here. Probably I can't give you, sorry.
No. But it's fine.
Share the mask.
I think what one more thing that, you know, should be really, really put into consideration is having your bath almost every time. If you did, if you had your bath 2 times a day, I think you should do like
four
times or 3 times. Okay, let's not be, you know, over excessive, but 3 times a day is fine.
Yes. True.
Reason being, the virus is easily killed by
soap and water. Yeah.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you not having your bath?
Probably that's what we should tell people now, then.
Right? Let's start having our bath regularly, you know.
Once you know you step out and you're coming back in, go straight to the bathroom.
The one thing that they don't really tell you is if you buy the low amount of hand sanitizer with alcohol in it, mm-hmm. you're really not doing anything.
Yes.
Right? You need at least 60 to 70% alcohol in your hand sanitizer to actually kill those viruses.
How about those that are using gin and ogogoro?
Oh, you're talking about the bus conductor,
yeah,
that
I
went
saw
viral.
That. And I was like, hey.
To an extent, I don't take those drinks. So, uh-huh. But if the alcohol content is really high,
it's not enough. That's the point. It's like saying you want to douse yourself. The alcohol is not enough. You know, at a point when I was saying that, fine, it's good. It means they're teaching them what's right. But it's not working. Let's tell ourselves the truth. The alcohol contents in all these drinks are not high enough to kill the germs or the viruses. So it's best you go for methylated, and you can't use methylated spirits alone to rub your hand. So that's why they always go for hand sanitizers that have the high concentrated alcohol in it.
Okay.
And then the aloe vera gel and the other ingredients in it kind of smoothing it for your skin on your hand, because there are now a lot of people out there who are going into dangerous chemical mixing.
Oh yeah, and please, I would also advise that if you cannot afford to buy hand sanitizer, you can as well start washing your hand regularly.
Soap and water.
With soap, with any soap. That's the
any
weird thing.
Soap.
Any soap, and you can use Dettol if you have.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that price will not be hiked up anytime soon because of, you know, demand. And there's this before we go. I must say, mosquitoes do not carry the virus. I repeat, mosquitoes do not carry the virus.
You know that remark went on when HIV AIDS came.
I don't think that's a discussion for next time.
That's another discussion for next time.
That's it on Random Talks on Jam It. And this show is it's pretty simple, because what we do is we have our hosts or all our podcasters come in and pick a random topic that is affecting us today in the society and just talk about it.
Yeah.
And basically what we're trying to do is not just to bore you, but to entertain you and to keep you informed in the best way possible. And that's about it.
Yep. Remember, wash your hands
regularly, at least 20 seconds. You can do, what's the name of this song?
They say happy birthday, but I don't do happy birthday.
No, not happy birthday. Nigerians are not like that. We need something like...
I do reason with you.
Egungun is coming.
Oh. Egungun style.
My bad. Egungun, my bad. Hey, don't blame me. Egungun, right? And you can sing to that and wash your hand regularly for 20 seconds. It's not that hard. 20 yeah. seconds can save an entire nation.
I'm telling you.
Right? And that's it from us today. And to next time on our quarantine section, we'll be speaking on how our day two of Lagos shutdown is going.
I need to be fun, I guess.
I hope it's fun. I hope it's fun, because I'm hearing it's about going to be like 2 weeks. I don't know, but that's information that is not so valid, so let's not hold on to that. Please stay safe. Talk to your loved ones, talk to everybody that you can, because you never know who you'll be speaking to. That just became real to me, actually.
Yeah.
You never know who you'll be speaking to for the last time.
Stay in touch.
Stay safe. And peace from Jamie. Bye.
Bye.